Proclamation number 3350 of 29th of November, 1944. Primordial beginning, end aim. Redemption process. The knowledge of the primordial beginning and the final aim of every work of creation is already to be recorded as spiritual progress, for only in a certain degree of maturity can this knowledge be offered to a human being. If this knowledge is imparted to a still immature human being, he will reject it. It will not be comprehensible to him, and thus it remains completely without impression. His state of maturity is not sufficient to let him recognize the truth, and consequently he still remains on a low level of maturity, i.e., he remains without realization of truth. The human being's degree of maturity is increased through unselfish activity of love. Therefore, a loving person will not reject this knowledge even if it is completely new to him and contradicts his previous thinking. For pure truth will always appear acceptable to a person who is in love, because it originates from God and the human being himself is in contact with God through his way of life. But God-connectedness enlightens his thinking, and this will come closer to the truth. Only with the knowledge of the primordial beginning and final aim of all created things does the soul's state begin to become full of light, for now the human being grasps the connection of all things, of all events. He grasps the connection of the Creator with his creatures and of the spiritual kingdom with the earth. His knowledge becomes ever more extensive, his love for God constantly increases. For the knower must love God and want to belong to him because he begins to recognize his great love. Knowledge is always an inner wealth. It moves the heart. It impels the soul to constantly increase this wealth. For once the human being has penetrated knowledge, he is no longer satisfied but constantly desires to increase this knowledge. Spiritual knowledge makes the soul happy. It will always uplift the soul and therefore be aspired to by anyone who, through love, has reached a certain degree of maturity which enables him to receive spiritual knowledge. And once he has been introduced to this knowledge, he can also be active in redemption and thus intervene in the process of redemption which wants to bring everything back to the state which was the original nature of the spiritual being. Highest perfection, freedom and power and love. The knowledge of the primordial beginning and final aim of the spiritual in every work of creation, which can come to the being's consciousness again in the lost stage as a human being, is already a degree of light, a partial state of freedom and strength. The human being is no longer in a dark spiritual night, nor has he completely fallen prey to God's adversary. He has already freed himself from his power through the working of love and only wrestles with him in moments of weakened will, for spiritual knowledge is an emanation of light and strength from God which enables him to escape his control. Although spiritual knowledge appears unacceptable to the still completely immature human being and will therefore mostly meet with rejection, it should nevertheless also be brought to him so that it first stimulates his intellectual activity, so that it moves him to reflect. And depending on his willingness, it can encourage him. It can spur him on to attain the degree of spiritual maturity which makes him capable of receiving knowledge which flows out of the spiritual kingdom and promotes spiritual ascent development. Light must be brought into the darkness of night, otherwise the human being could never be led out of the darkness, otherwise he would never find the right path that leads upwards. But only the knowledgeable can bring right light. Only they are able to instruct the ignorant, and only where a certain degree of maturity has been reached can right knowledge be represented. light from the heavens that shines radiantly. The knowledge that provides comprehensible and comprehensive information about God's entire plan of salvation, about the meaning and purpose of creation and earthly life, about God's infinite, never diminishing love, about the binding and redeeming of all spiritual beings that once fell away from Him, and about the final aim, eternal life and the spiritual kingdom. This knowledge is infinitely gratifying as soon as it is received in a certain degree of maturity, and although it is not yet fully effective, it can nevertheless lead to the fellow human being striving to also reach the aim, a higher degree of maturity of the soul. For as soon as the human being knows what he once was and what he shall become again, he also attaches a different meaning to his earthly life, and he lives consciously, i.e., always with an aim in mind which he eagerly pursues. Then there will no longer be darkest night around him, but the rays of light will break through and announce a day, a bright, clear day, which he can use for eager work, on which he can work in strength and freedom and thus participate in the great work of redemption. Amen.